Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering local, organic, and sustainable breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Ordering available online at portagebaycafe.com.
Thank you so much, Robin. Jared Hall is here. Very excited for the studio session today. Jared has done his chops in education, studying jazz at Whitworth University. Grew up in Spokane, you know. He followed at Indiana University and then the University of Miami, where he worked in a bunch of different musical settings down in Florida, and returned to the Northwest a couple of years ago, where he's teaching at the Seattle Academy of Arts and Sciences and at the Jazz Night School in Seattle. He also gives clinics and private lessons. In 2008, Jared Hall won the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival's Outstanding Trumpet Award, and 5 years later won the National Trumpet Competition. This spring, he's released a terrific album of original songs called Hallways on his mentor Brian Lynch's label, Holistic Music Works. Catch a full set from the Jared Hall Quintet at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia on November 20th, and turn up your radio right now for an exclusive quartet performance. John Hansen at the piano, Ben Feldman on bass, Matt Jorgensen drumming. Here's trumpeter Jared Hall. Trumpeter Jared Hall leading the quartet on 88.5 KNKX. Jared's new record out this year is all original tunes called Hallways. The band today features John Hansen, Ben Feldman, and Matt Jorgensen, piano, bass, and drums. And you can check out the Jared Hall Quintet playing music from the new record Hallways at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia coming up on November 20th. That's a date to put down in your calendar. You don't want to miss that one. Jared, welcome to the show. Great to have you back.
Great to be back. Thank you so much.
The last time we encountered you live on 88.5 was as a mentor with our School of Jazz kids from Juanita High School.
That's right. Education has
been a big part of your life as well. You grew up in Spokane and studied jazz at Whitworth. And I wonder if you had any idea of the sound of the Palouse coming through in the way you play. I mean, there's some great jazz players that come from Spokane. Like, I'm thinking Jimmy Rolls, Don Lanphier out of Wenatchee, Bob Crosby, a big Spokane star.
Bing, too.
Yeah. His brother. And I wonder if there's anything about Eastern Washington that you hear in your sound.
Well, I didn't have like the normal upbringing maybe that some people in the field do, you know, when they take private lessons at maybe 10 or 12 years old in jazz. I got a kind of a late start and kind of took it seriously when I started hearing kind of like the local scene there in Spokane. Some players such like Dan Keberly on trumpet and Brent Edstrom trio was very big there. And they used to play at a club called Ella's. And so in my late teens, I would go down to Ella's, and they would have me sit in with the trio occasionally. They were very generous because I was still actually just starting out playing jazz for the first time around 18 or 19 years old. So those were kind of like my early influences. And my band director at the time gave me a copy of Lee Morgan's Sidewinder, and that kind of got me started in the right direction. I bought all the Lee Morgan albums I could. I had about 19 of them, and then I moved on to someone like I think Clifford after that.
Fantastic upbringing in Spokane. Now your education took you to Indiana University and then down to Miami, where you kind of settled in the scene down there, and you earned your doctorate. Should we be calling you Dr. Hall?
Technically, but I wouldn't worry about that too much, man. Yeah.
That's a great jazz nickname, man. I don't know. Could you tell us about working down on the Florida scene and what kind of, I mean, there's probably a stereotype in people's minds that you're just playing Cuban music or something, right?
There's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
They assume that you just play Latin music, and there definitely is a Latin scene. It's a more authentic Latin scene that I wasn't too deep in. But I did get to play in a few Latin groups, like Brian Lynch's Artist Ensemble would play gigs around the area and play some festivals. And there's quite a great scene in South Florida. A lot of local artists are making some wonderful music because a lot of the New York cats don't quite get down to South Florida all the time. So it's kind of up to the local scene to present it to the public. So I had affiliations with like the South Florida Jazz Orchestra, which is a wonderful thing. And they got a lot of different festivals, the Miami Beach Jazz Festival, Miami Downtown Festival. I'm trying to think of what else I was doing there. I was doing, you know, a lot of different projects with some people, the local radios there too, kind of like here. It's they have in-studio sessions and they support the local artists and just trying to get the music out from that region.
Yeah, it sounds not too unfamiliar to what we're doing here in the Pacific Northwest. It's really been a grassroots, ground-up kind of jazz scene around here from the education system on up. And I wonder what did lead to your return to the Pacific Northwest. Was it a musical or educational thing?
Well, I was quite busy in South Florida at the time of my graduation and part of the scene, commercial music and jazz scene. But to be honest, and this is what I tell people who ask me, my wife was looking to move back to this area. And I was too, actually, just this region in general, because we're originally from Spokane. She got a great job teaching elementary education. And I said, this is the time to move. And she hated Miami. It's a crazy, it's a great place to visit. You should all vacation there. But to live there can be a daily grind. That's for sure.
We're going to talk to Jared about working his way into the Northwest scene after we hear another song from the band. What have we got up next, Jared?
We're going to play the title track.
Oh, terrific.
This is called
Hallways from the new record Hallways. Jared Hall and his band live on 88.5. Beautiful stuff. Jared Hall on trumpet live on 88.5 with a fantastic band here today. Ben Feldman on bass. He's working with Kareem Candy's band at the Glass Museum in Tacoma tonight. We got John Hansen on piano. You can find him at Tula's on Thursday next week with Alex Dugdale and his Fade Band. And also at Tula's, drummer Matt Jorgensen in the band today. He'll be working out with Thomas Marriott Ray Vega East-West Trumpet Summit at Tula's the 27th and 28th. And once again, Rhythm and Rye in Olympia November 20th for the Jared Hall Quintet. Jared, now I wanted to talk a little bit about the album Hallways, the title track of which we just heard. Recorded, I think, in Florida with your friends there. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's I played a lot with my quintet or quartet down in Florida as a band leader, and was writing this music ever since 2013. And I never had a chance to record it before I moved. And so about a year later, after I came to the Northwest, I went back down and recorded for 2 days with a stellar lineup and with a lot of guys I had been making music for years. So it just made sense to go back and finish that project.
This seems like a great opportunity for you to bring some of those talented Floridians to Seattle to play as guests. Do you think that'll be happening anytime?
I'm hoping so. I'd love to have people be exposed to those artists. There's a couple... I'd like to think of them as rising stars, like Troy Roberts on tenor saxophone is doing quite well. He was part of the Florida scene for a bunch of years and is doing well in New York, as well as Tal Cohen, a pianist. And then my other pianist on the record is Martin Bejarano, who's played with just a slew of people out of New York as well. And he teaches at the University of Miami. So I'd love to bring some of those cats up here at some point, yeah.
So when Jared Hall shows up in Seattle, how do you go about getting yourself worked into the jazz scene? Do you show up at jam sessions? Do you find out who the good players are in town and call their sidemen? Yeah, how do you go about working yourself into the scene?
Well, it's a great question because I really literally had to start from square one. I didn't know anybody up here. I, of course, was familiar with some names and reached out to some people like Thomas Marriott I had known and met before at a jazz education conference. But I just started going to a lot of people's gigs, all sorts of gigs. It didn't matter if their name was, you know, common in the area or if it was just something local or not. I just went to all their gigs and went to a lot of different jam sessions like the Owl and Thistle, the Angry Beaver, the Royal Rooms Jam, it's a couple Capital Cider, you know, just started going there to play, to also to listen to other musicians because, you know, I'm always thinking of projects and music I want to put together. So I'm also checking them out to see if we can make music together as well. And I think it's also important to support the local scene and to just be out there playing and just letting them know that they have a good thing going on here, you know.
Speaking of good things going on, the Northwest Jazz Education System is a really good thing going on. And I wonder how much you can learn about the Northwest jazz community from the perspective of a teacher.
Right. You're absolutely right. It's stellar up here. It's incredible. Just the different, all the different high schools and the level and the quality. I know there's a big push to study privately here. And I know those educators have great backgrounds in jazz themselves, wonderful players, and they know about the transcription process and how important that is, what records to listen to. And so I really commend the band directors I've worked with and adjudicated because they really know their stuff, and they're giving it to these students at 10 years old, 12 years old. You know, and a good example is, you know, Ben, we've played a couple gigs, and he's a guy that I met pretty early on here. And, you know, they're just being fed all this stuff. And the people who are listening to these teachers are just running with it. So they're going to do great things.
Of course, Jared is doing some jazz educating himself, Seattle Academy and Jazz Night School. Before we get into this next song, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your composing process. These are all originals on the new record, Hallways. As a for instance, how did you write this next song we're going to hear?
Right. So I have a couple different influences composing. I'm really not that old of a composer. I've been composing probably since 2012, 2013, mm-hmm. with big influences from Terrence Blanchard, who I got to study with a little bit at the University of Miami, as well as my mentor, Brian Lynch, who you mentioned earlier. So they're both heavy influences for me writing and composing. This particular tune we're going to listen to next is Aphelion, and I basically transcribed a Kenny Dorham solo, and there's a little fragment out of that solo that really caught me. And so what I did is I took that fragment and I just expanded it melodically, and just taking the shape and maybe changing things here or there to make this tune. And the tune was Like Someone in Love from Coltrane Time with Coltrane and Kenny Dorham, which is a really great record. Pretty unique for me to hear that for the first time. And so I lifted that chord progression as well. So you're going to hear Like Someone in Love, and Kenny Dorham's lick is embedded in the tune.
Could you give us a little sample of what that lick is?
Yeah, I can find it. Let me see. It's this one. Except he plays it like 10 or 12 times faster than that. So.
Very cool. All right, let's hear it. This is Jared Hall on the trumpet with his quartet. He'll be leading his quintet at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia on November 20th. Jared Hall Quartet live on 88.5. Thank you. trumpeter Jared Hall and his quartet live on 88.5 KNKX. Jared's brand new record, well, actually from this spring, Hallways, is out now. Pick up a copy of his all original compositions.